Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Today's Familiar Friday is from Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. We all know that using bad words is not polite. Neither is it appropriate Christian behavior. Ephesians 4:29 is clear, quote, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." The word corrupt used here literally means rotten. But what if you're a parrot? A zoo in England recently adopted 5 African gray parrots who were put in isolation together to help them adapt to their new environment. What did these parrots do while in isolation? They taught each other how to curse. You might say they were using foul language. I don't know whose bird-brained idea it was to put these parrots in isolation together, but it does show that birds of a feather flock together. Once the birds were removed from isolation and put on display, they began cursing at zoo visitors. So they became a real albatross around the zookeeper's neck. Knowing his goose would be cooked once the complaints from parrots started flying in, the zookeeper had to get his ducks in a row. The zookeeper decided to kill 2 birds with 1 stone by separating the parrots from each other in different areas of the park to discourage them from cursing and to allow more opportunities for visitors to see them. The moral of the story is that your eagle eye may have spotted a rare bird, but to avoid eating crow and become a sitting duck, don't use foul language. Instead, feather your own nest with wholesome words that are good for both the goose and the gander. By the way, a little bird told me this. Do you know of others who would enjoy these daily devotions? Please direct them to our church website homepage, where they can click on podcast to learn how to begin receiving these free calls via their smartphones, tablets, or computers.